Now, you're going to disagree with each other, and it's okay to disagree as long as each side does it respectfully. There are only like 17 people in the world who can do this, so are you ready to be one of them? These skills to us are more important than anything you'll learn at the office or during homework. So practice this. Remember to listen, truly listen, acknowledge, and own your part. Now, quick side note for the parents out there. Please don't misconstrue this as a thing where you get to negotiate with your kids all the time. You are the absolute authority in the home, and your word does go. But I want you to take a little different approach so that you can learn together how to disagree.
When I was 16, I wanted to hang out with friends later than my parents allowed. The typical response is to say, "Mom and Dad, I think your curfew's stupid. I'll come home whenever I want." And if you do that, your parents should literally ground you for life because you've just demonstrated that you are not trustworthy. You know that's not the right way. It feels good to prove your point and show how tough you are, but in the end, it only hurts you. Likewise, parents, stretch yourself a little and compromise if your kids handle this right.
Now, my part was listening and acknowledging that my son wanted his independence and time with his friends away from us, and that's normal and healthy. And I have to own my part, which is that I'm naturally a control freak who worries about his son.
Now, my part was listening and acknowledging that my parents have seen kids get hurt or even killed when staying out too late. Just think, you are responsible for yourself, but your parents bear the responsibility of keeping you safe. It's serious to them, and they don't want to mess it up. One bad decision, and they could live the rest of their lives with regret. Don't take that lightly. It's like having a final exam and a 35-page written research paper due every single day. And I have to own my own part, which is that I haven't always been that trustworthy. So here's what I said. "Hey, Mom and Dad, I understand why you have placed this curfew on me. You were 16 once, and you know what can happen after 10 p.m. I'm not supposed to like your boundaries because I'm a kid, but I do respect you for it. At the same time, I disagree with the curfew, and I think I should be able to stay out a little bit later. Could you tell me what I can do to earn a later curfew?"
Now that is beautiful and will blow your parents away. It doesn't mean they're going to give in to you or agree, but you just took ownership by asking what you can do to earn a later curfew. And you're willing to do your part. You are not entitled to everything you want, and your parents don't have to give you what you want. Now, as it turns out, Casey began doing something brilliant. He would actually come home a few minutes before curfew every night, instead of coming home a few minutes late making excuses, which only erodes trust. You know what he was demonstrating? I can control myself and manage my own time so you don't have to. And guess what? We slowly began to give him a later curfew.